All-American Half Pounder. Feature beef patty, lettuce, tomato. This is Rock and Roll Radio.
You can call them police, you can call them cops, and don't fuck with them or you'll get shot. The leg, the arm, the neck, chest, or the head. And don't you wriggle and cause a fuss, cause you're piercing blood from every orifice, or they'll come back and they'll make sure that you're dead. And they'll say don't fuck with the law, no don't fuck with the law, no don't fuck with the law, or it will fuck with you. It'll track you down and kick you about, make sure you know what it's all about. Beach green, red, pink, and black and blue. There's a man called John Charles Menezes. He was shot 7 times in the chest and the head as he was just stepping onto a train. Well, we thought he was a terror suspect with 6 tons of explosives strapped to his chest. Well, don't you think he could have fucking checked before he shot him in the brain? They told him, don't fuck with the law, no, don't fuck with the law, no, don't fuck with the law, or it will fuck with you. It'll chew you up and it'll spit you out. Make sure you know what it's all about. It'll trample you right underneath its shoes. And if you're a corrupt politician and you need someone to take you fishing, golf and parlor on a sunny afternoon, well, everything is gonna be just fine, cause they've got smaller fish to fry, like little kids who are taking days off school. And they tell them, don't fuck with the law, no, don't fuck with the law, no, don't fuck with the law, or it will fuck with you. It'll jack you down and kick you about, make sure you know what it's all about. It'll beat you till you piss blood on your shoes. And they'll say don't fuck with the law, no, don't fuck with the law, no, don't fuck with the law, or it will fuck with you. It'll jack you down and kick you about, make sure you know what it's all about. Beat you till there's nothing left of you. And they'll say don't fuck with the law.
Hello everyone, welcome to Free Rock and Roll Radio, coming out of Toxteth, Liverpool. That was the band The Lees, starting off the show though with Don't Fuck With The Law. Hope that's all listened to you. We've got guests in the studio tonight. It's lads from El Toro, great band from Liverpool. Just want to introduce yourself there, chaps.
Hello, this is Jimmy.
Hi, this is Christoph.
And that's Christoph, sounding really enigmatic there. Jimmy just sounding like Jimmy. So welcome to the show. We're going to be... We're going to be playing some tracks from a lot of good bands. Some bands from Liverpool and some bands from around the globe. We've had a band from LA sent us some music this week. We've also got music from Oslo and from Manchester. So there you go. You can't say we're not cosmopolitan on this show. We're going to be talking to lads, as I say, from El Toro and talking a little bit about the Morrissey incident and Liverpool Music Week and one or two other things. The next song we got coming up is from someone we've had on the show before. This is Lisa Locks. People may remember her from Bexy Sitch. And it's a great tune. We really like this one. This is Lisa Locks and Laughter of One.
I'm not afraid of this.
That was Lethal Lox and Laughter of One. We really like that tune, actually. We're all rocking away to that one in the studio here. A bit 80s, we think, really. I thought maybe a bit Belinda Carlisle. Christoph from El Toro thought 10,000 Maniacs. Yeah, a little bit. A bit like that, I thought. And she that is your name, isn't it? No.
My name's Chris.
Well, I thought you said Christoph. Is that your stage name? You did say it's Christoph before. Definitely. Lethal Lox has got a gig, by the way, at The Mask on the 4th of December, supporting the Maybes. So get along and see Lethal Lox there. So, yeah, as I say, so this is Free Rock and Roll Radio, coming from the home of the hits in Toxteth, Liverpool. And we're about to speak to El Toro here. We've got two lads in the studio. And we've got Jimmy and Christoph. And what's happening with in the world of El Toro at the moment?
Just had like a bit of a break. Got a new drummer in. Like the last month, we haven't played, and we got a good one in Leicester coming up on the 21st, I think it is.
Right.
It's in like a 60s club called the Lava Lounge.
Right.
That should be good. Like, looking forward to that.
So, have you still got a standing up drummer?
No, it's Ben from Zombie, and is playing for us.
Right.
Now. He prefers sitting drummer, down while playing the drums.
Right. But you've been doing a lot of gigs outside of Liverpool, I notice.
Yeah, it's been going well.
Do you think Liverpool bands can sometimes get a bit... Liverpool is such a village that you can end up just... I think that, really. It's easy to feel comfortable playing to the same people and all the rest
of
it.
Well, that's what what we tried to avoid at first was playing in Liverpool too much, like you're saying. At first, we played Liverpool quite a bit, and then when we got the chance to go out to town, we did.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've done that so much. It's hard to get a gig in Liverpool now. So
right.
Currently haven't got one booked.
But how have you gone about getting your gigs outside of town? Because I mean, it's something that people sometimes struggle to do, you know.
Just like speaking to people on the internet, to promoters, if it's a certain club that you think you might go down well in, and then other people like passing our name on to other promoters.
Yeah.
We have had a lot of help off other promoters, like.
And people that don't know El Toro, because we're going to be playing some of the stuff now. It's kind of like it's got a kind of surfy kind of things, kind of feel to it. So
is
there kind of a scene for that kind of stuff?
Not so much. There is a surf scene, but we're more like on the garage scene, I'd say. Like there seems to be a lot of bands coming through, younger bands playing them, like 60s influenced garage music.
So was it kind of like the Go-Go Cage kind of vibe that we have at the Magnet in Liverpool?
The Go-Go Cage that's a really cool venue, and you've got there are similar things around the country doing what they're doing. Not necessarily as good as what they're doing, but...
Right. Great. Okay. So we'll play a track away from El Toro. So we're going to play a rockin' tune. Keep Out of My Way. This is El Toro.
You on your back.
That was El Toro and Keep Out of My Way. El Toro we've got in the studio. That was a great tune. So we're going to carry on talking to him a little bit here. We've got Christoph, who's the guitarist, here with us. And pretty interesting guitar sound you got there. For all the guitar geeks out there, do you want to tell us how you arrive at that guitar sound, that kind of surf kind of vibe you got?
It's just basically a load of treble and reverb. That's pretty much all it is.
Do you use a particular guitar or a particular amp to get that sound? Some people are interested in these kinds of things.
I mainly use a Rickenbacker or a Les Paul, and just use the treble pickup. Don't touch anything else on the guitar. Just use them pickups.
And do you use a particular type of amp? Is it
just a Fender amp?
Fender Twin.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah,
and just through an echo chamber.
You may gather from Christoph's accent, he's not from round here. So how are things in Wigan? Is it all right? Are the rugby team going to do well in Super League this year?
Yeah. It's let me tell you, it's the weather's fantastic here in Wigan. It's nice. The weather is is great. It's sunny and
I was just got a nice tan. You might have gathered. So you're from San Diego originally. The San Diego side of Wigan.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. About 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
By
yeah,
car sure. Or train. About 5 minutes.
So what's San Diego like then, and why did you leave San Diego to come to Liverpool?
San Diego is very, loads of rain.
Yeah?
It's drastic.
Yeah?
And I decided, well, I'll probably move to England and, get a bit of sun. Right?
What's the music scene like in San Diego then? Is that
a lot of classical.
Right, but not rock and roll wise?
Nah, jazz, no. Classical.
Right. Any famous bands come out of San Diego?
I think Mozart's from San Diego, is he? Is he not? Maybe not. I don't know.
Who was that?
Mozart.
Mozart, yeah, he came out from San Diego. Yeah, I think so, yeah. Or Wigan, one of the two. Yeah. Anyway. So that's interesting stuff there. So I think we're going to play some more stuff. This Antipop Records, a nice crowd of people who work out of Highfield Studios there, up at the top end of the town. A few bands on that label, Drellers, think on that label, Dead Class, Fractures, Metro Manila Raid, I think they're on that as well. And they sent us some songs, and this is from Drellers, which, those of you who don't know, features Tommy, who used to be the main guy in Space, but now he's doing a kind of more altogether punky kind of a thing. And this is something of a live favourite of theirs. This is the Drellers and Cash Converters.
Rot. He prays for forgiveness, but
enough of himself. And he goes upstairs with a cup of tea for his dying mother. And for a while he feels free of the MP3s and the exercise machines, DVD players that they take to cash converters. Televisions that they bring to cash converters. Cash converters. Gone in an instant.
That was Adrellas and Cash Converters, and while we're on the subject of Adrellas, they have got a gig at the 12 Bar in London on the 12th of November. This show should have gone out by then, so it's worth mentioning that. We're just actually in the middle of Liverpool Music Week, so we thought we might have a little bit of chat about Liverpool Music Week. 2 weeks of free live music, mostly free live music, but some big gigs as well. So, Jimmy, I know you went to see the Specials at the Olympia. What was that like?
One of the best things I've seen in ages. Yeah,
I was there as well, and I have to agree. Actually, it was amazing.
You can't beat what they did that night.
Great venue as well. Actually, yeah.
Definitely, yeah. I wish you could. I'd like to see it continue as a music venue after the Liverpool Music.
Because they do all the sort of boxing and stuff like that up there.
I'm sure the cage fighting is great, but do you go to the cage fighting, Peter?
I mean, I'm usually in it. Yeah. I'm the gerbil. That's my handle. What would your cage fighting nickname be then?
What would mine be?
do the cage fighters have nicknames? Don't know.
They definitely do.
I'm behind the times.
Emailing your answers to what it could be.
Yeah. So if you'd like to send in your suggestions, what Jimmy from El Toro's cage fighting name might be.
Be kind.
So Music Week, I played with my band, the Dinner Ladies, on the Friday, the night after the special, and I saw a great band called Subsound Alliance, which is it was a free rock and roll and love music, hate race, some joint gig called the Punky Reggae Party, and I've been involved with Love Music Hate Racing for a bit, and we haven't been able to find hardly any reggae bands around Liverpool. But now there's apparently another band as well. Guy who was DJing that night from well known reggae DJs, Rockers. Apparently he's got a reggae band as well, and there's this band Subsound Alliance, and I could definitely recommend that. Absolutely brilliant. So it's great to see a reggae band.
They're from Liverpool.
Yeah, they're from Liverpool as well.
Cool.
Yeah,
check them out.
Two girl singers and. Fantastic, yeah. Awesome. It was good stuff. So stuff coming up for Liverpool Music Week on Wednesday, which will be Wednesday the 11th. There's a good gig at the Mask I just spotted in the Music Week brochure, which is Dan and Anna Aykroyd. Some of them used to be members of which other band? Do you know? It just escapes me now.
No idea. Do you know?
I don't know.
You're not sure, anyway.
Five times in a row, really fast, though.
It's Dan and Anna Aykroyd. That is the name of the band. It did used to be a couple of them used to be in another well-known indie band, but a few good Liverpool bands support them. Down and Out, bit of good old shouty punk rock from them. Vu, a great Liverpool band, as we know. Bendel Interlude, Puzzle. Nice sort of indie pop stuff from them, and there's a band called We Came Out Like Tigers on that bill as well, but no idea what they're like as well. Worth mentioning something that's happening with Music Week on Saturday at Labato, and it's the Futureheads are doing a DJ set, so a top band, the Futureheads, so it'll be interesting to see what kind of stuff they play. I think I've seen one of them DJing at Zanzibar, and he played a lot of old kind of early 77 punk stuff, like The Jam in the City and stuff like that. As well, yeah, that's right, yeah, that kind of stuff, yeah, good. So just on the subject of Music Week as well, we were just talking on that last record was on about venues in Liverpool, and what venues do we think are good. We mentioned the Olympias, we'd like to see more bigger stuff there.
Good stuff,
but what about smaller venues as well? I've watched a couple of bands in Bumper for Music Week, and that's the back room at Bumper's.
Yeah, not bad.
Quite like that. Quite a good room to play as well. Yeah. And Corova, they've moved now, haven't they, from in-town up to...
I don't know what the downstairs was like. It wasn't. I don't think it was great, or Fab Cafe, the downstairs, but need to check that out.
It's essentially roadkill. with all of Karova's decorations.
That was the impression I got as well.
There's nothing amazing about it. It's competition, I think.
Competition for bumper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll probably suit them better being up there in the town. So good. I've only been to the gig bit once, and it was the first night, and I don't think they started all the stage lights and everything, and the PA and everything. Like that. So, I mean, it's a bigger room than they had at the other place.
Oh, yeah.
So I think they'll be able to do sort of bigger and better gigs.
Yeah, the other place, the sound seemed to bounce off the glass. Those mirrors quite a bit. Yeah.
That's
a good night sound there. Yeah.
I suppose it's better than Tesco's getting that building, because it was going to be a Tesco's, wasn't it? So I think maybe Tesco should have got together with Karova and done kind of a supermarket themed indie bar.
Yeah, yeah.
That could be.
They're not going to make a Tesco's there.
No, it's not. I was hoping they would.
I didn't want. You've got to walk another 30 seconds now to the next one.
Yeah. Are you going to manage? Yeah, yeah. The supermarket themed indie bar could be quite good, because like the skinny indie kids, you know, you run out of sort of like hair gel or something through the night. You know, you can get see. You know, see, there's a point to all this.
The council has been talking about it quite a bit.
Really?
About the themed?
Yeah.
I don't believe you, Pete. I don't believe you, Chris.
You're just making it up. okay, we're going to have some more music now. And there's quite an interesting story behind this one. We found the CD in a second-hand shop. And it's by a band from Manchester called The Bee's Niece. And we just played. Yeah, it's great. And we played it. And they're from Oslo and Manchester. And we just played this. And the songs were great. Really kind of cute girl vocal kind of pop stuff. So see what you think about this. And this is a song called Stolen Bikey.
This is just a little note for the person who stole my bike, an Apollo XC26 color white and blue, from Piccadilly Station where it was locked to the bike rack. I just wanna tell you that I want it back. Maybe you're a member of a bike liberation society, and maybe you cut the lock just to set it free. Or is this your way to make a living? Is this your idea of fun? Does it make you feel real good inside? You're proud of what you've done? But your mother didn't raise you up properly, didn't love you the way a mother should. Maybe she was too young when she had you, and your father wasn't any good. They just used you to get money from the government, like so many young parents today. And you're angry when you punish the society that makes people behave this way. But whomever you wish to blame for your lack of conscience and your lack of shame, and no matter how upset you might be, you have no right to take it out on me. 'Cause I'm not your mother, I'm neither the government nor the queen. I'm not the teenager just dressed in black who'd beat you up when you were 13. I'm not the teacher who got you expelled. I'm not the manager who got you sacked. I'm not the cancer that killed your grandmother, and I didn't go to war in Iraq. I didn't give you a parking ticket, didn't drive the car to run over your cat. I didn't rape and stab your sister, no, I didn't do any of that. I'm not the reason why the rich get small while the poor has to give. I'm not the reason why Salford is such a crappy place to live. It's not my fault that blood stains. I'm not to blame for why it always rains. I'm not the reason why someone else got the girl you like. I don't occupy Palestine, and neither does my bike. I just bought it a week ago, and I miss it so. Now I have to walk everywhere, and I don't think it's fair. But I put a spell on that bike, 'cause I'm smarter than you. And if you don't give it back, you'll catch the bird flu. And if you steal another bike in this town, your nose will turn upside down. I live in Bramall Court, please return my bike to me. It's on Cannon Street, M36WB. Leave it in the reception, make them place it in the bike shed. And maybe I'll find it in my heart to forgive you, you knobhead.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Radio.
That's right, you're listening to the latest broadcast of Free Rock and Roll Radio. And that last track we heard there was The Bee's Niece. CD we found in a second-hand shop, and we think that's great. Stolen Biking, all the other tunes on the CD are great as well. So we're going to get in touch with them and tell them that we played their song and see whether maybe they want to come on or something like that. Did she say Knobhead then at the end? Was the last word Knobhead on
yeah,
that?
That's what she said.
So on the subject of which, do we think Morrissey was the Knobhead or the guy who threw the thing at him at the arena? Do you think who was the Knobhead, do we think? Well,
I don't, originally the fella was the knob ever throwing it, but this is what happens at gigs, isn't it? It's, these people, how many thousand people, for instance, I don't know what it holds, like 8,000 or something like that. One person throws it, get the guy kicked out, or just say the next dickhead to throw something is going to go, I'm going to walk off stage. But to walk off, at the specials gig the other night, Terry Hall got hit on the arm and it landed perfectly on his arm. And he just said, nice shot, swat. Yeah. Everyone laughed and then they carried on with the game.
I mean, I think the thing is just a lot of people going all over the top saying, oh yeah, typical Scousers, and you know, by the way, the guy was from Burnley, by the way, I don't know if you know, he was from Burnley. Nothing against people from Burnley, but you know, the stereotypes come out straight away because something happens in Liverpool. I mean, I think the thing is, if it had been glass, then obviously it would have been an act of violence, but I think since it was a harmless piece of plastic, I mean, things do get thrown at gigs all the time. What are you going to say? Christoph, what were you going to say?
It's a plastic cup, come on, like...
Yeah, and we watched it on YouTube before, and it's nothing, you know, and things do get thrown at gigs all the time. So I think, obviously the guy is in the wrong throwing it.
Poor bloke.
Which, Morrissey or the other guy?
Both of them.
Sad. Yeah, I mean, I think the right thing to do would have been to chuck the guy out and then carry on with the gig.
He could have just said, next one to throw something, I'll walk off stage, but just to walk off, I thought he... out of order, definitely.
I mean, it was a childish prank, wasn't it? I mean, a lot of people say that Morrissey invites childish pranks because he's so up himself. I mean, he has made some great records, no two ways about it, but...
Do you reckon the fella got him for free or something? Because who pays 40 quid to throw something?
I know. Yeah. Morrissey was on the One Show not so long ago, and it was quite entertaining. But they also had a feature about the recession on it, and there was a guy sat next to him who's, I think he's just come out of work and he's got four kids or something. And he said, "I don't know what I'm going to do." And Morrissey said to him, "Well, why don't you paint?" that's what Morrissey said. And the guy looks at him blankly, and he was like, "Well, plenty of other people do." And you could see the guy thinking, "Yeah, that's going to feed me kids, isn't it?" You know. So anyway, the debate rages on about that one. So, as I said earlier on, it's mostly about Liverpool music, free rock and roll, but we are getting people from all over the place getting in touch with us, and this week we got a band from LA, topically, called the JJ and the Real Jerks. So, we've been talking about jerks, this band called JJ and the Real Jerks, and great, they come from LA, and they listen to free rock and roll radio, and they've sent us this track, a good bit of proper no-nonsense rock and roll. It's called Back in Business.
For too long, I've been selling myself short. You see, I had it all wrong. Gave in the competition, beating the submission. But now back in the market for the long haul.
That was JJ and the Real Jerks from LA, fans of Free Rock and Roll Radio. We played the song Back in Business there. Going to carry on talking to El Toro, who we've got in the house at the minute. Jimmy, what plans have you got for recording? Because have you got any stuff out, El Toro?
We got it's a year now since we did the original demos, and they've done all right for us, but we have, the sound's definitely changed quite a bit, and we've had about three member changeover since then, I think, and yeah, we've got a couple. We did a couple of live recordings recently, and they suit us more than the studio ones we did, I think.
Right.
Definitely, there's something when we record live, there's something, it captures us better. I don't know, what do you reckon, Chris? Or?
Yeah.
No comment. Yeah, but really itching to get a recording done soon as. I'm just not sure what channels we're going to go down, but we've got loads of new material that needs to...
Are you going
to
do an album, or are you going to do a...
I'd love to, yeah.
Single or whatever.
Yeah, personal ambition of mine is to do it. Even if no one wants to listen to, I'm going to do an album.
Would you... do you not fancy doing a 7-inch single? Aren't they the best 7-inch singles?
If you I'd love to get some more vinyl, definitely.
They're just great, aren't they? You know, so good. So when's your next Liverpool gig?
Next Liverpool gig, all the booked ones at the moment, none of them are Liverpool, but really contemplating and looking into just starting our own night, like something that's going to play like garage music and type of stuff that we like.
Good idea, yeah.
Definitely thinking about putting our own thing on soon.
I think there's probably enough bands who could fit into that as well. You
we've
know,
we've met loads of bands this year as well.
Probably bands from inside Liverpool and outside Liverpool as well. Yeah. So people want to find out a bit more about El Toro. Have you got a website address we can give out to people?
There's a MySpace address. Don't quote me, but I think it is El Toro Pileup /MySpace.com. Right. Or something similar to that, anyway.
No, it'd be the other way around. It'd be myspace.com El Toro Pileup.
I'm hopeless with this. Listen, I'm sure it'll be that. Pete's right, I'm sure.
I'm sure it'll be that. You can Google them anyway. So we're going to carry on with the music anyway now. This is the next song from El Toro that we've got coming up, and this is called Down to the River.
Tell my mother the state I'm in. And don't you tell her the places that I've been. The state I'm still in. Yes, I know I've seen better days. And I know I'll have to change my ways. Don't tell nobody the state I'm in.
Thank you.
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Okay, the last two songs you heard, the first one was El Toro, tonight's guest, Down to the River, song from them. And after that, we just heard Total Protonic Reversal, band who sent us that track in, Liverpool band. So there you go. If you do send us your music, we will play it on the show. You need to send your MP3s to freerockandroll@yahoo.co.uk. For all your other free rock and roll needs, go to myspace.com/freerockandroll. Where you can click on the link to this show and also find out what's happening about live gigs. As I say, as everybody knows, we were doing regular gigs at the Caledonia pub, but a new guy came in and actually wanted us to charge for for the rock and roll, which again, it isn't exactly free, is it, if you have to pay for it?
£2 rock and roll rubbish.
Well, no, it doesn't have the same ring to it, does it, really, you know?
Couple of good rock and roll.
So, but given that we were just coming up to Liverpool Music Week when there were free gigs all over town, decided it wasn't probably the best time to fight our corner, so we've left it for a couple of weeks, but we will be starting the free gigs again soon. Whether it's at the Caledonia or not, I don't really know. I think there's a chance we might still do it at the Caledonia, maybe not, but we will be back on with the regular free live gigs soon. As I said at the beginning of the show, we recently did a show. That's see someone texting in there as we speak. That's the Caledonia saying, "Come back, all is forgiven." we did a Love Music 8 Racism, a joint free rock and roll Love Music 8 Racism gig at the Mask for Liverpool Music Week, which is a punky reggae party, and that's a cause that everybody should get behind. So we might actually do a regular one of those, as well as there's maybe plans afoot to do that, because we had a great night with a mixture of punk and reggae and ska and what have you for that. So as I said earlier on the show as well, Anti-Pop Records over there on Highfield Street, they've sent us some tracks. Went to see this band last night at Liverpool Music Week. Very Buzzcocks-esque, I think you'd say this is, and I know that they are good mates with Pete Shelley, actually, from the Buzzcocks, but a really good pop punk band. This is Fractures and You're Always in My Nightmares.
In my nightmares, I'm never gonna stop dreaming you up. Though my heart it beats like thunder, no heart attack, I bet you give you up. I decide to run my conscience every night I go to bed. Heartbeat, yeah, it takes a beating, sending pulses to the top of my head. Rush, rush, oh rush, rush, I wake up in a sweat. You're too irresistible to forget. You're always in my nightmares, I'm never gonna stop dreaming you up. No, my heart it beats like thunder, no heart attack, I make me give you up. But decide to run my conscience, every night I go to bed. Heartbeat, yeah, it takes a beating, sending pulses to the top of my head. Rush, rush, oh rush, rush, I wake up in a sweat. You're too irresistible to forget. Rush, oh rush, rush, I wake up in a sweat. You're too irresistible to forget. You're always in my nightmares. 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 You're always in my nightmares.
That was the Fractures there on Free Rock and Roll Radio from Liverpool. We hope you enjoyed tonight's show. We're nearly coming to the end now. Time to say goodbye to the two guys from El Toro. I want to say goodbye to the listeners.
See you later. Thanks for listening.
It's been great. Cheers.
See, the good Wigan accent there from
was that your Wigan
Christoph
accent?
There. Yeah, yeah. Pretends he's from San Diego, but, you know, he's a fucking pie eater.
Hey! Hey!
Pie eater.
Great, so yeah, it's been a pleasure once again. So we'd just like to say a little thank you to DefNet Media, who put our shows up on the internet there. Big thanks to them, and they do loads of good stuff. Go to them for all your Liverpool arts needs. Go to www.defnetmedia.com. We're going to play out with particular favourites of ours, a little bit of a pun there, because they're called Emily and the Faves.
Arf, arf.
And this is a song called Darth, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. See ya.
So you're never gonna find. If your eyes are on spicy and far behind you. Well, I would fight for a romance, and nothing on your part. You were only looking at me, freeze up a big smile for free. Just a moment, everything was straight, then let me take it. Sensibly, it's not that bad, so I think it must be me. We need spent some time apart, but blame me. There's a light with no spark, no kites flying high in the sky. It's on the ground, but you know it too profound.
Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.